let's break it down. There are people who are at this point embarrassed because they don't really understand what CRM is. We've heard terms thrown around like business intelligence and business analytics, and it assists your sales force to figure out when a customer might be ready to buy. If you were to break it down into Padre talk, so that's really plain talk, how would you describe what CRM does?
So if you think about the common business models today and really how businesses thrive and kind of stay afloat, the whole idea is you want to acquire new customers and, of course, maintain the positive relationship with them that you have, right? So that's kind of the concept of where CRM kind of comes into play. And if you think about it, sometimes businesses don't really realize that CRM can take some of that core functionality and really make them more money. And so the idea of not only finding or acquiring customers, but also maintaining those relationships. And it's just something that you think, oh, I can do that manually. And a lot of businesses used to. They used to do it just by, you know, having piles of paper, mailers, you know, word of mouth to get kind of get referrals for possible leads. But now this is all becoming, using some of the newer technologies out there where we can gain, you know, more prospects and more information from social networks and different data sources. And that's where these systems come into play. They automate that. They make it more powerful.
Lou, I have to ask you this. I was at Dreamforce, and I have to say that was a killer party. Seriously, I really, really, the boat was fantastic. I don't know exactly how much I got out of it that I didn't already know, but it was a kicking party. Which kind of brings up the idea, how did Salesforce get so big? We had CRM before Salesforce. I remember working in high schools 30 years ago where we had a system called Blackbaud, which was essentially CRM. It told you when you could expect to be able to ask benefactors for money. That was and it was a very expensive package. So this system, this idea of thinking has been around for such a long time. How did Salesforce suddenly become the 1,000-pound gorilla? Because when you think CRM, you don't think Microsoft, even though Microsoft has a great division. You think Salesforce.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think one thing that Salesforce has done, which is kind of funny because you think in the last 10 years this would have been done, but companies like Oracle and SAP and even Microsoft, you know, they used to have what they call on-prem or on-premise products where you had to implement your own hardware and you had all the data kind of on-premise. And now this movement to the cloud, Salesforce was kind of the leader in the game when it came to that aspect. They were, you know, they bought a bunch of acquisitions and they implemented the CRM system in the cloud. And that's where people started to go, because if you think about it, you know, I don't want to store millions and millions of pieces of customer data on my own hardware and have to make sure that my hardware is up all the time. I want somebody else to do it. I don't want to have to continue to maintain my UI when I can have somebody else do that for me. I don't want to customize things when they have packages to do that. I don't want to add verticals or marketing or that kind of thing when these other companies can do it for me. So I think that's where Salesforce and some of these, obviously these other companies are coming along. Like you said, my division itself also does, you know, cloud service CRM online is huge today. It's also growing. So I think there's all of them are kind of picking up where these other companies have kind of left off and improving this whole experience. And that's why CRM is so lucrative, is because it's really adding value to people, not only small business, because it's a very low buy-in when it comes to CRM. You just buy a couple licenses and boom, you're off and running, to enterprise, where you can expand now for, you know, thousands and thousands of salespeople and field service and being able to do customer service and all this stuff. So I think it's a very powerful concept, and these small and medium and large businesses are starting to utilize it.